The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Stupidity.
Gentlemen, we've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Every morning, you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You have been upgraded to a high risk level 5 of 5. This is from Weather Nation meteorologist Caitlin Connell. First high risk since March 31st of last year. Numerous large violent tornadoes are possible along with giant hail and damaging winds. Stay weather aware and prepare ahead of time. I'm telling you, the reason nobody died, well, we had one person die from injuries, but there would have been a lot.
That was in Iowa, right?
More havoc. People took it really seriously. There was something palpable in
daytime.
Daytime helped a lot, too.
Right.
But it was really palpable in the air, and I think everybody, you know, was ready to run for cover if they had to, because tornadoes were popping up all over the place.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Not if you ask one ass I saw on Facebook.
Oh, what did he say?
He said, people need to be prepared. Unlike last night, another batch of storms was coming through. He's like, people prepare yourselves so you don't get caught off guard like last night.
I think the response to the
major storm was incredible.
Yes.
If it hits your house, it hits your house. I mean, you can't do anything about that.
Right.
You get caught off guard. I mean, it's random. It's random crap, man.
Yeah, I need to stop looking at Facebook.
Yeah,
I'm with you, Nick.
You can take cover, but you can't alter the path of a tornado.
No.
No, you can't.
Victim blaming people whose houses just happened to be in the path of the tornado?
With the magnitude of the storms, too, it's really sad that person died at midnight, but I can't believe it wasn't more than that.
Yeah, because it's pretty messed up.
No, if you look at the destruction, you would have thought, well, somebody died here, but no.
Yeah, it's amazing.
No, it's messed up. And you're right. I still think that people, for some reason, there's innate sometimes in some people's thought process where if it doesn't happen, they don't think it can happen to them.
I think it's fear-based. When you see something totally random happen to somebody, they're like, oh, well, that kid, they had to have done something, or that could just happen to me out of nowhere.
No, right. And especially a tornado, that is completely, any of those kind of natural disasters are completely just random, you know? Like, we always talk about one house is not touched, and then one house beside it, literally feet from it, is wiped out, you know? That victim blaming, it's just stupid. God.
That's just some random crap.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I thought about going through our house and taking a videotape of what you have in your home in case something would happen for insurance purposes,
especially with all the dildos all across an 8-mile radius too, right? By the way. So
an email from a guy who was cleaning up, I don't know, one of their neighborhoods, and I found an actual sex doll. And the owner...
Wasn't it another one of those headless ones?
Right, came over and thanked him for finding it.
Another headless one?
Yeah. He was glad that the searcher found it before anybody else in the neighborhood did.
I still think you need... I realize you're humping a rubber object. I got no problem with that. But the fact is, don't you think you should have a head?
Well, it was another one that had no... It was like no arms, nothing below the knees, and no head. It was
I know you're not...
Weird.
Maybe it comes with interchangeable heads. So, you know, if you're in the mood for a brunette.
Well, it should be interchangeable wigs.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's really all you need. Yeah.
Right. You see, screwing a head on and off.
Maybe you're in the mood for you know, someone of another race.
Would that lead to an amputee fetish?
Oh, I don't know. Because, yeah, there was just, it was just kind of a torso.
Yeah, if you bang that thing long enough.
The one didn't have arms. So this is another one, too, besides the one we put up last week?
Yeah, it was another same setup, you know, just the torso and down to the knees.
Turns out I know the people whose dildo was found.
Really?
Of course you do.
Yeah, you know, yeah, surprise.
Well, it could be any one of us for that matter. You're right. Well, you know, I think that's another thing, Nick. Instead of just videotaping your house in case something bad would happen, if I had a sex doll, I would think that would have that locked in something the whole time. Where it would be like a box or something, because if a tornado flies, it's easier to pick up a box from somebody's yard than an actual rubber doll.
Yeah, but before this outbreak, you weren't thinking of that.
No, you weren't.
Thinking they should put their sex doll in a tornado-safe box. Put it like a gun safe.
Right, and then sex toys, too. Yep. You hide those because you don't want them spread across, you know, eight miles. You had to go searching for them. And don't put your name on those things. You know,
right. Did you see
Return
this
to?
I didn't read this until last week after everything happened. But the story about the dog who survived being thrown like four blocks or something in the he was in it.
Oh
it
my
was
God!
A,
really?
A 1 year old Rottweiler pup in the crate, and the crate got picked up, and they found the dog in the crate 4 blocks away from the residence after the
house. Crate actually saved him, probably.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, they kind of think that the crate saved. I mean,
roll cage.
Right.
Yeah.
He got a few bumps and bruises, but all in all, he's pretty much fine.
Yeah.
No, see, the dog thinks about that.
Like, what the hell was that?
Yeah. Is that something he thinks about every day for the rest of his life?
Yeah.
Like, man, I hope I don't. Every time he's put in the crate, I hope I don't fly four blocks again.
Yeah, that crate absolutely saved his life.
And it's funny that they know what blocks are, too.
And I guess he may be a little.
Right. That felt like about 4 blocks.
He may be a little skittish the next time a storm rolls through.
Maybe.
Every
we had
time.
A dog that was so scared of storms. He's deaf now, thankfully, because he doesn't freak out when it thunders. But there was once he was standing right in front of my wife, and there was a huge thunder, and he just craps instantly, looking right up at her. Just
does he also hate fireworks? Any kind of noise like that?
I don't think he was smart enough to be bothered by those.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought that. Same dogs that hated fireworks also hated the storms.
No, I think the thunder that would like shake the house, he'd freak out about.
Our dog
those gun safes, Todd, are they tornado proof?
They're really heavy.
I mean, like they wouldn't bust open. That's what I mean.
Oh no,
I doubt.
Okay,
it.
Then shove your doll in there.
Yeah,
along with your you know your guns.
They're very they're pretty expensive.
I got a gun safe and a sex doll safe. Don't get the two confused in an emergency.
Just in case tornado takes my house out, they're gonna find my sex
and
doll.
You'd need a pretty good size safe to get those sex
it
dolls.
It would be
in.
You would need like a full size gun safe. Yeah,
be embarrassing if you took your sex doll to the gun range instead of your gun.
Yeah. Or, you know, in a home invasion, you run to the wrong safe. Oh damn it!
Plus
this is the sex doll safe.
Pretty much be just, you know.
Yeah, you should probably clearly
your brain's
mark
mush,
those.
Nick, if you're actually, if you think your sex doll's a gun, you know.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
All right, let's get back to this list. Who do you think how much money do you think offensive tackles make in the NFL?
Well, the left tackle, if it's a right-handed pass,
$25 million a year.
Left-handed tackles.
They're pretty well paid now.
Is it Penny, P-E-N-E-I? Penny Sewell from the...
Penny
Sewell. All right, he plays with the Lions. No, but,
his cousin was just drafted by the Chiefs.
Again, most recent guy to sign a new contract.
Right, $28 million. He makes $28 million. Guard Chris
Lindstrom.
He's a
left tackle too, by the way. Yeah. Guard. Yeah. Depending on what the,
who knows? Nobody knows the name of guards.
18 to 20.
Right.
I've heard the million. Guard market is going up.
Center Frank Ragnow of the Lions makes $14 million. Corner, your boy, Jair Alexander,
yeah.
$21.8 million.
He needs to start earning that this year.
Safety, Derwin James Jr., $20 million. Edge rusher Nick Bosa, $35 million. Defensive tackle Chris Jones, your boy, 31.
Yeah. He has 3 rings.
You're a dick, man. Yeah. Did Brady go off with the Chiefs last night? That's some reason.
Yeah, he has one line about it's a Chiefs fans. You always brag your stadium's the loudest. Well, yeah, most of your fans are 14-year-old girls. And he said, and in honor of Tay-Tay, let's examine the Chiefs' eras. 50 years of sucking and 5 of being good. Shake it off.
Yeah, well, you know what? Screw him, too. I mean, the Patriots were decent at one point, but... You know, he's the Patriots, right?
Who's the highest paid kicker, and how much do you think he's making?
Oh, Justin Tucker,
yep.
Dude from Baltimore. Oh,
how much do you figure he's making?
$4-5 million a year.
He's such a freaking
6.2.
Yeah, that's good kicker money.
And how much money do you think the long snapper, the highest paid long snapper?
That's a great question, Todd.
I'm guessing about 1.2
over the minimum. That's about it. 800,000 maybe.
No, 1.6.
Okay, what's
you're
it?
Close,
it
Nick.
Is who is it?
Luke Rhodes from the Colts.
Well, those guys stayed the same team forever. Yeah.
Yes.
And the highest paid punter is Michael Dixon out of Seattle. $3.9 million.
Michael Dixon?
Yes.
Butts?
Michael Dixon Butts, right? It had to be said.
you gotta say it. That's why we take a week off, folks, right there.
There aren't many obligations with this show, but that's...
that's one of them. You got to say it, man. We were off for a couple of days, obviously, last week. But there were a couple of Deadpool hits, small ones, though, right? But,
yeah, a few small ones. Nothing that affected the top of the leaderboard. A writer named Paul Auster was picked by Cuck Grassley.
I just love that one, man.
The guitar player Dwayne Eddy, picked by Sir Derek Von Duschenbag.
Yeah.
And Thod of Gunder.
I like that.
And then the golfer Peter Oosterhaus, picked by Talking About Poop, y'all.
None of those guys were sick then, were they, really?
I didn't know Dwayne Eddy was
still alive, man, but he was a rock and roller from the 50s.
He was 86. He was the oldest of the group. Peter Oosterhaus was only 76, and Paul Auster was 77. So, yeah, none of them must have been known to be ill of any sort.
Yeah, I thought that guy that played the captain of the Titanic died.
Yep, nobody.
Like, he went down with the ship in the movie.
Yeah, he did, exactly.
That was just a movie.
Yeah. But he did die in real
life. He was dead to me.
He dead to me, right.
But yeah, the leaderboard still sits with Cowher's Free Time in first.
Yay.
And then Colonel Nutcracker and Todd's Fridge Bullet Hole, also having 4 hits, but losing out on bonus points at this point.
I saw Tyler's Tupperware turd over the weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
Good.
The guy with the name or the actual?
I had seen him in...
My Tupperware was thrown away years ago.
I met him in Lincoln last year, and he's like, hey.
No, I think he saw the turd. Actual turd.
He's still carrying
it
around.
Boy, that's petrified at this point. That turd is 35 years old,
man. It's preserved, and it's in a museum in the Nebraska Radio Hall of Fame.
they did want something from us, and that was one of the things.
Much discussed, Tyler, Tupperware turd.
They're so proud of you guys.
For the display.
Good conversation piece.
It is in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, appreciate that. We are Hall of Famers. Yeah, that's why we do the dicks and butts kind of jokes right there.
Yeah. And I think if you push a little button on the case there, we tell you the story of Todd and Tyler's Tupperware turd.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I go back and push it a lot just to keep it going, you know. So they walk in the room, nobody's there, and just tell the story about the turd, you know.
Did you have to go back to the doctor's office, or did you just sit there until you had to poop again?
I had to go into the room and get some sort of crap out, you know, somehow. I don't know. Maybe I had to go again. I think I might have to go
grab
again.
Some Taco Bell, wait 6 hours, and then come back.
I totally forget what it was.
So what did they do? Give you a piece of plastic, like a training potty? And you just
I don't
go
know,
in
this
there.
Was so long ago, man. I was so young. I was like, what the hell? You know, I thought that was my turd. I'm not bringing someone else's turd in here. I'm not trying to hide. Yeah. I'm not. This isn't a drug test. I actually have a problem in my crotch area. You told me to bring in a turd. I brought a turd
in. No, they didn't tell you to bring in a turd. They said they needed a sample. You thought
that's
they
why
said,
I brought it in, right?
You thought they said to bring in a turd. That was not what they were asking.
At the pharmacy, we used to send out. There was a thing called a stool hat that looked like, you know, a wide brimmed hat that just sat in a toilet. I think it was for circumstances
that's
like
that's
this.
How the Cologuard
people
thing
just
is.
Poop
Cologuard, yeah, Cologuard thing was a basically like a jump seat thing in there. You put it
a
in,
basket.
You poop right. Yeah, it was a basket thing. It worked pretty well, but you know,
an asket.
But I loaded that bear up. Hall of Fame. It is an asket. They should call it an asket.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
But the best part about Cologuard is dropping it off because they all know what's in there.
Yeah, it doesn't say Cologuard on the box.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Stop.
Here's my box of poop. Thank you.
Yep, it's my poop. How you doing?
That's got to be the worst FedEx route in that town.
Well, it's not just that route. Oh, you know one guy that picks him up all up at the...
It has to drop him off.
Drops him off and say, oh, the Cologuard place. Right, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, eventually they end up...
I think it went four states away, you know.
But he's right. Eventually they end up at a FedEx station somewhere near the Cologuard place, and then there's just got to be one guy who drives that truck over to the Cologuard place and says, here's your truck full of poop.
Yeah.
And it's a hot truck, too.
Oh,
stuff's got to stick a little bit. It's all plastic.
It has to.
Yeah.
Not everybody.
I dropped a hot truck in there, by the way.
Not everybody seals them up perfectly.
No way.
God, I just handed that lady that Tupperware turd. She looked at me like, "What's this? This is my soul."
She looked at you like she should have.
Well, once
she looked at you like you deserved to be looked at that moment.
I was like in my early 20s, and everybody in that room was an old man sitting around waiting to get their prostate checked. You know, and I'm handing this lady a turd. You know, she was kind of cute too. I mean, she's kind of cute too. I'm thinking, "How you doing?"
Well, I
just
picture
like spaghetti stained Tupperware.
If I recall, similar faux pas when we were checking our sperm count.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They said leave it in the room.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, at that point, I just had a vasectomy, or pretty recently had a vasectomy.
You did it for the fun of it.
Yeah, and, you know, I brought the sample to the front desk, like I'm used to doing, and they said, yeah, you should have left that in the room.
Did you walk out with it in your hand?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
what was in a little container.
Oh,
so
at least you made it.
I'm so proud I finished first that I couldn't wait to run out
yes,
there.
Yes, you did finish first,
and
by
then
the way.
So we're here. Yeah. I'm done.
Yeah. God. Pitch dark. No porn.
Things Man. We do for this show.
No.
Jesus.
Had to use our imagination.
Pushes in the next room. I just thought of him.
No smartphones at that point.
Yeah. None at all, man. Well,
that's what I did. I leaned my ear against...
Oh, no. It was Tyler and I were sharing the drywall.
And then I just listened to your moans, and that's what worked for me.
I threw a bunch
Thank
of
you.
Yeses
Always
there,
a voyeur. You're welcome.
I threw a bunch of yeses in there, too. Yes.
Yeah.
I do that a lot.
Whatever it is, it worked for me.
It did work for me, too. Well, back. All right.